This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Hello. Welcome to tonight's share. The halachic topic we're going to discuss this evening is that of Bikru Cholim, to visit people who are unwell. And actually, it's related to this week's parasha. How so? Well, let's take a look at the Gemara Nedarim. This is the first box on the handout. Nedarim Daf Lamed Tes Omid Beis. For those listening online, please email me at j.golka@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. Says the Gemara in Nedarim. Omer Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Remez le Bikru Cholim min ha-Tayra minayin. Where do we find in the Torah a hint, an allusion to the mitzvah of Bikru Cholim, of visiting the sick? Says the Pasuk, Shenemar im k'mois kol ha-odom yimusun eyle. Moshe Rabbeinu, in this week's parasha, he says to Korach, when he rebels against him, he says that if these people, he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually, if these people die the death of all men, ufukudas kol ha'odom, etc., and the normal things, the visitation of all men happen upon them, says the Gemara, what does that mean? My mashma. Says the Gemara, Mirava, im kamois kol ha'odom yumusun eyle. If these people die the death of all men, i.e., shehin cholin umutalin barisasa, that they get ill, and then when they get old, they are bedbound, and then people come to visit them to inquire how they're doing. Then, what will people say? Then, if that situation happens, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu never sent me, says Moshe Rabbeinu. I made it up. I shouldn't be the leader. But if, of course, they don't die, they die an unusual death, then that's a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Moshe Rabbeinu should be the leader. So you see, interestingly, an allusion to this week's parasha to Bikru Cholim, that Moshe Rabbeinu said if they die a natural death. What is a natural death? A person becomes ill, he becomes old, becomes bedridden, and people come and visit. So I thought it'd be an interesting opportunity to discuss some of the aspects of Bikru Cholim. The importance of Bikru Cholim is very clear. The Gemara says, again, it's a continuation of that Gemara in the Darim Daf Lamed Tes and Beis, Tanya Bikur Cholim Ein Loshir. Bikur Cholim has no measure, has no limit. My Ein Loshir. The Gemara says, what does that mean? Sovra of Yosef Lemeima Ein Shir Lematin Schar. There is no shir, there's no measure for the reward. The reward you get for visiting the sick is huge. Says the Gemara, that can't be. Because Amalei Abaya says, V'chol mitzvah yesh shir l'matan scharen. Since when do other mitzvahs have a shir? V'hotnan, have we not learned, havizor b'mitzvah kala k'bachamura. You've got to be as careful with the mitzvah kala, an easier, light mitzvah, as with the mitzvah chamura. So therefore, we don't know the shir of mitzvahs. Therefore, she'enat yodeh matan scharen shal mitzvahs. Ela om Abaya, I'll tell you what it means. Afilu gadol etzel katan, even a great person going to a lesser person, even 100 times a day. What does that mean? Let's take a look at the Shita Mukubetzes. The Shita Mukubetzes, the Rishon, one of the famous Rishonim, says on this Gemara in the Darim Lamates, Afilu God lets a cotton. Afilu Meir Pomin Biyom. What does that mean? Im Hu Adam Godel. If a person is a great man, Lo Yoma Eich Eilech Etzel Kotten Imeni. How can I go to someone who is junior to me? V'yischalel Kavoidi Bazer. And I'll profane my own covet, I'll belittle, it's beneath my dignity to go. There's no measure for this. Even a great man, a God of Israel, should go to a person who is junior to him. Even 100 times a day. He should visit a person. I don't say that I've already been here today. I went yesterday. Why do I need to go again? Maybe the person needs you. Maybe his illness will intensify. And that's how the Shitz explains this Gemara. The Rambam in Hilchas Ovel in Perek Yudalet Halacha Dalet, the next source, Bikur Cholim Mitzvah Lakol. The mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is incumbent upon everybody. Afilu Gadol Mevakes Hakodem. Even a great person should visit a person junior to him. Or Mevakrin Harbe Pam Biyom. You should visit many times in a day. One can visit many times in a day. And the more you go, the more praiseworthy it is. Important caveat. So long as you don't overburden the person. You've got to use common sense. Sometimes one shouldn't go too often. The halacha also speaks about the time when a person should go. At a time which is convenient for the chola, and at a time which is convenient for him, not for you necessarily. What does it mean? Well-known Gemara, that until you visit a sick person, you take away 1/60th of his illness. That's the next box. Famous Gemara, again, the continuation of the Gemara there in the Darim. Omer Rabbi Acha bar Chanina, kol mevaker chole, anyone who visits a chole, no tel echod mishishim betzaro. He takes away 1/60th of his distress. Omri la, so they said, Omri le, they said to him, in Cain, le'olun shisim velukme, velukmua, let 60 people go in and the person is recovered. You've taken away the entire illness. Omalei, Suraisa Debei Rebbe, which basically means you take away 1/60th of what the last person left behind. So you're never eradicating it fully because you just keep getting less and less, but it's 1/60th of what the last person left behind. Debei Rebbe adds, of a Ben Gilai. The Gemara carries on, of a Ben Gilai. Now, what does that mean? So let's take a look at the two commentators on this. Again, very, very interesting. Says the Ram, Kol echod min hamavakri noitel echod mishishim lachayli, shen nishar lachayle acha shepikre oise shalafonov. You're taking away 1/60th of that which was left from the previous visitor. That's what it means. The Shita Mukubetza says, what does Ben Giloi mean? It's another qualification. Who is going to take away 1/60th of his illness? Says the Shita Mukubetza, Ben Gilo means who denotes lechum mishishim betzara kolomar ben mazolo, someone who's got the same muzzle, the same star sign as him. What does that mean? Shehu mitivoy umi hanhogose. He's got the same nature, the same customs. Ki oz daita shel chole noicha hemeno meikom imenu cholyo, because the person relates to this person. They said that they share the same. They're friends. They share the same outlook, the same perspective, whatever it may be. And therefore, the Gemara says, the pshat in the Gemara is, and the Shita Mukubetzas explains, that someone who has got the same outlook, the same perspective, he is going to come along, and he will be a refreshing visitor for the chola. Carries on the Shita, Meikil Mimenu Cholya, Avalim Eino Mitzivo V'Hanogosoi. But if not, then Yokutzboi, he might make it harder for him. V'Yachbid Olof Cholya V'Yazikenu. So therefore, only a visitor who I've put here is of a kindred spirit, i.e. a friend whose pleasantness will ameliorate the person's sickness. That's what it means. Only he will take away 1/60th of the person's illness. Now, one more thing before we just go on to some of the halachas, and that is a further continuation of the Gemara there in the Darim, and that is the famous story of Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says, Reb Chelboi cholash, Reb Chelboi took ill, nofak achriz Reb Kahana. Reb Kahana went out and declared, Reb Chelboi boish, Reb Chelboi is sick. Lo ikad dekaasi, no one came. Omar luhu lo kachoy emaisa. Was it not a story once? But Talmid echod mitalmid Rabbi Akiva shechola. Don't you remember the story? The one time a Talmid of Rabbi Akiva took ill, lo nichnasu chachomim levakre, and the chachomim didn't come to visit him. The nichnas Rabbi Akiva levakre. Rabbi Akiva went to visit his own Talmid. Ubishvil shekibdo v'ribs in the fun of choya, and Rabbi Akiva, he swept the floor. He washed the floor, and that helped the person become better. His Talmud became better. Amalei Rebbe, Hechi Yisani, you've helped me live. You've cured me. Yotz Rebbe Kiva V'Dorash, Rebbe Kiva went out and expounded. Kol mi she'ein mevak echolim, ki ilu shofech domid. Anyone who doesn't visit the sick, it's as if he has spilled blood, as if he's a murderer. So a very powerful Gemara. Now let me just share in the few minutes that we have some interesting halachas about Bikur Cholim. And I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about that. What many of us do, good intentions, is that we go and visit people. And more often than not, that is probably a mitzvah of chesed rather than bikur cholim. Because bikur cholim is quite specific. The Shlach explains that bikur cholim involves one of three things. Either financial assistance or physical assistance or spiritual assistance. Let me explain what each one of those means. Financial assistance is obvious. Bikur cholim involves financial assistance to pay for the medical expenses. Now, nowadays, that is less relevant and less common because here in England, we've got a National Health Service. a sort of a government-funded health service, or people have private health insurance. So either way, when you go visit someone, often, more often than not, you're not actually paying for their medical expenses. Of course, that could happen. And if a person does pay for the medical expenses of another, that is comes under the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. There was a story that happened some time ago on an El Al plane. Rahman Islam, there was a young man who needed a liver transplant. And he was flying, I think, from Israel to America. And it became known to one of the passengers that this person needed this very serious operation and did not have the finance, did not have the funds to pay for the operation. He spoke to the captain, and they made an announcement over the Tannoy system over the plane. And on that single LL flight, they raised £75,000 or dollars. At the time, you know, even now, huge amount, which would cover the costs of this particular operation. So that would be a mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. But that is one aspect of Bikur Cholim, to pay the financial expenses of the ill person. The next one is the physical needs of that ill person. For example, you go to visit the chole, you prop up the pillow, you change the sheets. But again, nowadays, more often than not, there are nurses, there is a medical team who will take care of the chole, and therefore you don't normally deal with the physical action needed for helping the chole. So financial and physical, more often than not, doesn't really happen nowadays for the regular guy who goes to visit the chole. The third one is interesting, is the neshama, is the spiritual input. Says the Shlo, that is the third way to perform Bikur Cholim. And therefore, you daven for the person. The Ramban in Teres HaOdom says that nowadays our main responsibility of visiting the sick is to daven for them. And therefore, if a person nowadays goes to the hospital, you know, you go to the Royal Free Hospital and you can buy a bunch of flowers and or a book or something and then give it to the chola, then that's a very nice thing. That's chesed. But that is not necessarily the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. However, if you offer a tefillah, whether you do it quietly under your breath or whether you actually say to the person, you know, refuah shleima, feel better, you know, hope you get out of here soon, that minimally, I suppose, is some form of tefillah. And that would count as Bikur Cholim, as the we're concerned about the welfare, the spiritual welfare of the individual. So there you have just a quick snapshot of some thoughts regarding Bikur Cholim. The connection to this week's parasha is that Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that if he is wrong and that he was not appointed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Korach and his men should die a natural death. That it means that a person should become ill, people come and visit. That's the natural cycle, the way of the world. But if not, if Moshe Rabbeinu is indeed the chosen leader of Klal Yisrael, then there should be Bria Chadasha, this new creation of this unusual death which Korach indeed suffered. The importance of Bikur Cholim is very clear. Ein lo shir, that it hasn't got a shir. There's no measure to it. What does that mean? So we said it's the ein lo shir means that there's no limit to who should go. Even a gadol should go to a katan. And many times a day, so long as the Rambam says, it doesn't bother the individual, the chole. It takes away 1/60th of the illness, but two important caveats. That doesn't mean if 60 people go, then his illness is cured, but rather it takes away 1/60th of what was left behind. And lastly, that it means ben gila. Ben gila means someone of the same kindred spirit, that where the chole would appreciate a visit by someone who is like-minded, who enjoys his company, and therefore will help his plight. And lastly, we saw the Shlah that there are three ways to perform Bikur Cholim. One is through money, one is through physical, and one is through spiritual. Money means to pay for the medical expenses. Physical means to do something, to change the sheets or prop up the pillow, like I said. That's less likely nowadays. And the more likely one is to daven for the Chola. That is a spiritual way of performing the Bikur Cholim, even minimally as wishing him a refuah shleima or whatever it may be. That may count, but certainly to daven for the person in the presence of the chole would be a way of performing Bikur Cholim. Okay, let's leave that there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.